I don't know how it's going to go, but
sounds like the IT guy at the office. Turn it off and turn it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of that.
It gets paid a lot of money to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good, right?
I think so, yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
That's really worrisome. What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
We're here with Jeff Patton of Patton Christmas Trees.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
That time of year.
It is. It's one of my favorite times of year. What about you, Jeff?
Love it. Best time of the year.
He has to. No doubt. It's his business.
Yeah, it's his business.
Yeah, of course.
But you do other stuff.
I do. Yes. The Pattons are an entrepreneurial group, so we do a lot of different things when it's not Christmas season.
I can tell y'all do a bunch of different stuff because we were talking about it before the show, and it is a wide scope of businesses.
But we want to know how you all got started in the Christmas tree business.
Yeah.
Well, it all started in 1975 when Jeff Patton Sr. Decided to...
My dad decided
to get into the Christmas tree business. His first lot was actually where the old Wachovia Bank was in Lakewood.
Oh, wow.
So it started in Lakewood and then branched out and had many lots across DFW and then have our lot here at Mockingbird and Abrams.
Okay. And then you said that he was working for someone else in a Christmas tree business first, right?
Yes.
So did he just take that jawbone as a young guy, needed some work, and that was it?
Yes. Yeah. Went to SMU and did very well in the business school there, but decided that just wanted something with a little bit more flexibility and a little more ability to be creative and have ownership over his time. And so jumped into the Christmas tree business as a side hustle during the holidays and said, hey, this is something that I think I could do the rest of my life.
So where do y'all get the trees?
So the trees come from North Carolina and Oregon.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So you have them shipped in?
We do. And you know, since 1975, we built some great relationships with growers throughout the years. Some have gone, some have added to the fold. And so we just leverage those and you know, get the same quality trees every year.
And about how many trees do you all sell and ship in every year?
Anywhere from about 1,300 to 1,500 a year.
Okay. And most of them get sold?
Most of them do, yes.
Wow. Okay. So what do you do with the ones that don't get sold, the poor homeless Christmas trees?
The poor homeless Christmas trees, they either get mulched and go into the garden, or if you're a fisherman and you hear this, you should show up to the Christmas tree lot December 26th. Then you could throw a couple of these trees in your pond for some fishing structure. We've had a lot of guys come and do that.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, after the 26th, there's not a lot of demand for them. So
demand drops exponentially.
Okay. So what does that do though? Does that for structure, won't it just go away after a little bit?
So the needles will go away, but the actual limbs of the tree will stay for a long time. And, it creates structure for the smaller fish that the bigger fish eat and just creates a little habitat.
At least they do something good with the trees, I guess.
Yeah,
even
no
if it's
doubt.
Mulch.
No doubt. You got to do something with them.
Okay, but you usually sell most of them, though, is what you're saying.
We do.
Okay. Okay, so on your website, it's pattonschristmastrees.com,
yes.
Right? So your mom does some decorating, and I'm looking at these photos. Holy cow.
Pretty amazing. How long has she been doing that?
She's a stud. She started sometime in the 80s and started off just as a a side business from the trees and decorating. Started off with friends and family, and then it grew. And now she's, decorating homes and businesses starting October 1st and is booked solid until mid-December. So,
Are you serious?
Does she take it down to go back and take it all down?
She does. So she's got a 2 or 3 week little hiatus, and then January and February, it's right back to it.
See, I think that would just make me like so over Christmas if I had to decorate everyone's home.
and then knowing you had to go back and then
take it down. That's the worst part too.
It's the quickest part though.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Yep. For people like that, yes.
That's what you've heard.
Where does she store all this stuff? Or is it hers or theirs?
So you have different ways of doing it. Sometimes she owns the decorations. Oftentimes, though, it's someone's decorations, or she helps them actually purchase the decor so that they own it and they just store it at their house.
Okay.
You know what? I would have been scared to start a business, like even back then.
Yeah.
That's just seasonal.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like that's you only get one swing.
Right.
You only get one swing, and the hardest part is not finding the business, not executing on the business. It's actually just finding the people that can come to work in a seasonal capacity, come and be really effective and really efficient. Right.
How many employees do you have during that time?
At the tree lot, we'll range anywhere from probably 12 to 18 people on the lot at any time. And then in her crew, she can have anywhere from probably 10 to 20 people.
Really? I mean, that is just a super cool thing to be a part of, though.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, it makes the Christmas season a very unique set of traditions in our family.
I mean, okay, so whenever they do the frost on the trees, so how do they come ship like that, or do you guys do it?
No, so that's called flock, and what that is it's basically an industrial strength glue and flame retardant. So it's pretty much the best thing you could ever do to a Christmas tree. Because
are you serious?
You could just hold a lighter underneath that flock, and it will not catch
the
on
white
fire.
Stuff.
The white stuff.
Oh my gosh, my husband will be glad to know that because I love flock trees, and
do you really?
He hates it because the mess. Then when he takes the tree out, that white stuff's everywhere.
Everywhere.
But it's so pretty.
It's a trade-off, but yeah.
What's the tallest tree you've ever had?
Oh gosh. Early in the business, there was a bigger focus on commercial accounts. And so I think the largest tree we ever put up, and we've put up trees at Children's Medical Center, different shopping centers, and I think it was 40 feet tall.
40 feet
was the tallest one.
Oh my gosh. And y'all delivered it, I assume.
Delivered it, put it up, and it's one of those war stories from the past of the tree actually had two trunks. And when the crane grabbed one trunk to pick it up, it split the tree in half. And of course, had to demise the system to weld it back together and piece it back together. Because you don't have two 40-foot Christmas trees.
Yeah. No.
Oh my goodness.
And after that, the decision was made that the liability and just the frustration was too much. And so now the tallest tree we keep is about a 17 to an 18 footer.
I had a 15 foot one time. Yeah. At our other house. And I think that thing drank a gallon of water every other day.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
Like literally it would do that much.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the best way to actually take care of the trees, especially if you get them early?
Yeah, so there's a couple different things you can do. First and foremost, when you buy a Christmas tree, if it's from us or even if it's from someone else, you have to make sure that they give it a fresh cut.
Don't buy it from someone else.
But you have to give it a fresh cut, just like you wouldn't get a bouquet of roses and not give them a fresh cut. It's the same exact concept.
You guys do that there?
100%.
Yeah. Okay, so you take the tree for them, they pick out their tree, and then you cut the bottom of it slightly. Yep. Do you cut it at an angle or flat?
Nope, you cut it flat, because then that just makes it easier when you put your stand on. Yep. Hopefully you cut it real flat, and it just stands up straight. Yep. And so give it a fresh cut, and then the key is to just keep it wet. So you don't have to have the whole bowl filled up the entire time, but if the stump dries up, it'll actually seal back up. And so as long as you keep a quarter inch of water or more in the tree stand, it'll do well. And it'll drink a lot at first.
And then we found
that it just kind of tapers off once it's saturated.
Once it's good. Okay, so you've heard all these myths and how to protect a tree, put Sprite in there, aspirin or whatever. Are there any truths to any of those? Anything? Any secrets?
I like to keep it simple. And so going back to the rose metaphor, they give you some food when you get a bouquet of roses. And so if you want to put some Sprite in there or any kind of sugar, I don't know if anyone's ever done a peer reviewed study to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, I've just heard all these weird things, but I haven't tried it because I'm always afraid of killing the tree or something before Christmas.
Yeah, just do water.
No, I don't think Sprite can hurt it. And then we do sell a tree preservative that has some ingredients in it that are supposed to do that as well.
And that keeps the needles on?
It does. And really, the key is keeping it wet. And then also where you put the tree in your house is a pretty important aspect to it. Because if you have a heating vent that happens to be either right underneath the tree or right on top of the tree, and for the first 30 days of the tree's existence in your home, it's just blowing on it. That's going to be like just having a hairdryer nonstop. And so,
I didn't think about that, Camille.
I didn't either.
Yep. If you're able to
shut your vent off, if you're right by one.
Yep. Okay. If you're able to position it away from it, but if not, if you can shut it off, that'd be the best.
Makes sense.
That's super cool.
Yeah. So what all types of trees do you all have? Like how many Red varieties?
So we keep a handful of varieties, and over the years we've had different varieties that we've phased out. If you remember back in the day, blue spruce was a hot commodity, which now I don't think anyone carries a blue spruce, because if you've ever decorated it, you need welding gloves to do so. It's so spiky.
Oh, yep.
Sharp.
It hurts.
It hurts. And so we found that Fraser firs and noble firs.
Fraser firs.
Are the catalogs.
Yeah, I like both of those.
Yeah, Fraser fir specifically. That's what I have in my home.
I love it. You know the smell of a Fraser fir.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a strong smell.
It does. It does indeed.
Love it. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get back on you guys, how long you've been in East Dallas and all that other stuff, a little bit of history about your family.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us, on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
And we're back.
We're back.
All right.
Missing Hayes today, though.
We are missing Hayes today. He's been under the weather.
Under the weather. So we're sending him get well thoughts.
Yeah. During, it's never good to be under the weather during the holidays.
No. Hopefully he'll be better by next week.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, time of this recording.
Yep. When we're recording this, so.
All right. Well, anyway, so we're back with Jeff Patton, Patton Christmas Trees. And, you know, you guys have been in Dallas or East Dallas for a long time, haven't you?
We have.
Your family.
Yeah, we have.
When'd you get here? You're young, though. You're the baby of the group.
I am the baby of the family. I'm only 26, so I've only been around 26 years.
Okay. But you were born here?
I was. I was born here. I grew up on Swiss Avenue, which is where...
Nice. It's not a bad place to grow up.
No, beautiful, beautiful neighborhood. Oh, my goodness. And my dad actually grew up on Swiss Avenue as well. Same house.
Really?
They moved into that house when he was about 3 months old in the early 50s.
Your dad? Mm-hmm. In the 50s?
Yep, yep.
He paid like $500 for that house, I bet.
Yeah. If that.
I mean, that is just... I wonder what his house is worth now.
A couple mil, maybe.
A lot. What,
I don't know. There's a lot of deferred maintenance.
I'm sure.
It's an old home. I mean, it's part of it.
Do you know when the house was built?
It was built in 1919.
Holy cow.
So it's over 100 years old, which is pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
That is cool. Mm-hmm.
See, that just shows you, Camille, things back then were built to last.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything that's going to be built right now that's going to last that long.
Don't say that. A lot of people have new homes.
Yeah, those homes nowadays. You know,
it is really interesting. The one thing I'll say about the house, glass is actually a liquid and not a solid, and the windows on the home actually have a wave to them where you can see that they have been up so long that the glass has flowed. Yeah, maybe it's only a couple centimeters, but it has some flow to it. I think that's the coolest thing ever. As a little kid, I thought it was awesome.
Really? And he's got the same windows.
Same windows. No two-ply windows.
I was going to say that double pane electric.
Yeah.
All the heat and air just escapes right out the windows.
Yeah. Where did your grandparents move from? Before Swiss Avenue.
They were Oak Cliff.
They were in Oak Cliff.
So still a Dallas family. My grandfather, he was a West Texas product and then ended up in Dallas.
I mean, East Dallas is the coolest thing. So we started the show because of like the history, the culture, and everything that it has to offer, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm the newbie in the area.
Yeah, he is.
But I love it and I never want to leave. I mean, it's just awesome.
It is.
Where'd you go to school?
So I went to a private school. I went to the Episcopal School of Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then where'd you go to school? College?
I went to Baylor.
Baylor. Okay. Went down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go Bears.
Go Bears. And then came right back.
Okay. So when did you actually get involved with helping them during the Christmas season with the trees?
Yeah, I would
He's
say
like five.
I was about to say as soon as I could walk around and pick up trash, really.
Really?
You'd help out up there and everything. Yes. That's cool.
Yes, I would.
Have you grown to love it though?
Of course. Yeah, of course. It's just such an incredible tradition. Like I mentioned, we have unique family traditions and a lot of it includes hard work. But then a lot of it includes sharing incredible, you know, memories with other families that come up to the tree lot. And you know, you see a lot of the same people over and over again, and you get to see, you know, their kids grow up. You get to see, you know, new families, you know, come for the first time. And it's just really special, and really you get a lot of joy out of it.
And your brother has the Christmas tree lot on Garland Road.
Yeah, we'll get. Let's give him a shout out.
Yes,
just because it's family.
Of course, of course. It once the bug gets into you, it's hard to not want to just.
Now, hasn't his lot where his trees lot is? Isn't it where the thrift store was?
So it was where the thrift store was.
Yeah, because they're tearing that down.
They are tearing it down. And so he has moved down further on Garland over where the Army-Navy store is.
Oh, so almost to 30? That far down?
The other direction.
Oh, the north. Yep, north. Okay, yeah. Okay. So if people are out looking for him this year.
Just keep going
north. Just go north a little bit. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and yours is not hard. Like you said, Abrams and Mockingbird, it's not hard to miss. Okay, I promise you, I will buy a tree from you this year because I didn't last year. I can't remember where we got our tree last year, actually. Mm.
I probably sometimes get them at your brother's lot, not going to lie.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, but we do have a 12-foot fake tree. I hate to say I am so sorry, everybody.
Oh, I hate love putting fake it up. Trees.
Well,
because I love the smell of the Christmas like tree.
But this year we are going to buy one.
Great.
Well, yeah.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the real tree too, when it's time to take it down, it's so easy, right? You just take it out. You don't have to pack everything up. Like the, you know, take the little limbs off the pole or whatever.
Nope. We have the, that area where we take our wood. What do you call that?
The mulch?
Yeah. Like, a mulching little area.
Oh,
our property here.
Oh, yes. That's a perfect place to put your tree.
Yeah. We don't have to dump it. Don't dump your trees in the lake, people.
No, but some of the green belts take them because it helps with the erosion of the creek. So, our neighborhood puts them. Yeah. They use them for the erosion. But
where is that?
Over in Eastwood Estates, Old East Dallas, where the green belt goes through.
Okay. Yeah. Properly dispose of your Christmas tree. Like, really. Like, don't just.
Yeah. But that's why my husband hates if I flock it, because then you can't do that.
You can't do that, no.
Wait, why not? Is that...
It's bad for the environment. It's, you know...
Oh, it doesn't just go away?
No, it does not.
Really?
Unfortunately.
So where do you guys get the stuff? Like, do you spray it on?
Yeah, so you have to prep the tree. So you actually spray the tree down with water, and then the flock comes in a dry bag, and you have a flocking machine and a flocking gun that mixes the dry materials with just water, and then it comes out as, you know, fluff. And then you spray it on, and you have to give it a day or two to dry, and then you're good to go.
I usually do mine myself.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Does it come in a can?
Yeah.
Nice.
It comes in the can. I just buy 4 or 5 cans. And.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can put as much or as little as possible. Okay. So do you guys put in orders for those, or do you just do them?
Typically, people just come on the lot and request it, and then you can't take the tree that day, but you're able to pick the tree that you want, and you get to pick the exact amount of flock you want. You can go heavy flock, light flock.
And color.
Color as well, yep.
Oh, you have color?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What
pink,
blue. We don't do color, but John does, my brother on Garland, yeah.
Why don't you do color?
Because flocking in and of itself is a lot of hassle. Uh-huh. And whenever you do color, now you have to have multiple flocking machines. And so it just adds a lot of complexity.
I like the natural look anyway.
I do too. Like, but a white flock tree with the, I'll do just blue lights. Looks so pretty.
Beautiful.
Is it the blue LEDs?
Yeah.
Oh, those kill my eyes.
They do.
You can get soft LEDs now.
Yeah.
Really?
You can. Yeah.
You
can dim them. You can put a dimmer on your lights and dim them.
My wife always, Lori, she's really good at decorating the tree.
Yeah. I don't know how good I am, but I just.
Well, that's, you know, I like that part. It's like you were saying before, Jeff, seeing the kids grow up year after year, that's got to be cool. Like, and you're young yet. Like, you haven't, I mean, you've seen a lot of the kids and you've grown up with them. That's got to be a cool experience, I would think.
Oh, it's awesome. It really is. It's feels almost like a big family reunion.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you see the same people.
Definitely. And then you have the different guys that come and help out on the lot, uh-huh. which it's a ragamuffin group that you have a core group that you know is going to come back every year, but then you have some new players that you plug in to help out. And sometimes they stick around for 10 years and then,
really?
Just, you know, kind of feels like family.
Man, I would go up there and just volunteer and just, I don't know, use it. I love chainsaws.
We're definitely taking volunteers.
Sure. Free labor, yes. Free I'll take labor. You.
Bring your kids and your family too.
Now, do you sell many trees on Christmas Eve?
Oh, we do not. No.
Okay, I would think everyone's about done by then, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys open Christmas Eve?
It depends on how many trees we have left. You know, if we've overordered and still have quite a few, then we'll have someone up there to man the lot in case someone comes by. But typically, it's 5 to 10 sales that day.
Oh, yeah.
That's still a lot of sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still have the stragglers. That's just their family tradition is to get it on Christmas Eve, decorate it that night. And so,
what the hell are they doing? Haven't they heard of the 12 days of Christmas?
The 12 days of Christmas come after Christmas?
Technically.
Wait a minute. Is it? Whoa, you just blew my mind.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this one.
No, I should know. Right. I don't know.
The 12 days of Christmas.
Google that.
I'm Googling it right now.
My thing is, though, if you decorate it Christmas Eve, then it's you barely got it decorated and you got to take it down again.
I agree.
I mean, I agree. Right? I want to do it so it's up there a little while and I'm not like, oh, I got to take it down. You know, then I'm sick of it and I'm ready to take it down. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Wait a minute. 12 days of Christmas are 25th to the 5th of January.
Wow. Learn something every day.
There you go.
Oh my God. Have we been under a rock?
Yeah. I guess we
I feel like an idiot.
Me too. I'm like,
please don't.
I never even thought about it. I thought it was leading up to Christmas.
Please don't write in and nail us for that one. We are so sorry.
That's why we have Jeff, Mr. Christmas.
Jeff.
I thought I was right. I'm glad I am.
Holy cow.
Would hate to have led y'all astray.
No, I really feel like I've just been misled all these years.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I really didn't even think about it. I just assumed it was leading up to Christmas.
Okay. Wow. Well, you learn something. What's that thing? I'm today years old.
Yes.
Yeah. And then now we have to talk about your dad's cute little truck. The little patent Christmas tree
it's
truck. Cool.
It's he loves that thing. It's the same year model as the year he was born, and so he's got a lot of attachment to it.
Oh my gosh, in that it's capacity. Like in mint condition.
Yeah. He's over the years had to do a lot of upkeep on it because he does drive it around almost every day. So
cute. I love it, and it's always in the Lakewood 4th of July parade.
Definitely.
Wow, I love that little truck. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, it's on the website. So, again, it's pattenschristmastrees.com,
yep.
Right? And you could see the truck. What year is it?
1953.
It's a 53, mm-hmm. Okay. And it's a red Patton's Christmas tree. Truck. It's super cute. Nice. Man. Yeah.
It's awesome. It looks, you put a Christmas tree in the back of it and
perfect.
It looks like a Norman Rockwell painting. It really is classic.
Did he buy it brand new?
No. He did have, I believe, a pickup very similar to that when he was younger, but...
I guess if it's the year he was born, he didn't buy brand new.
He picked that up a few years ago.
Okay. It's really cute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, this is awesome, man. Thank you for doing this. You know, your family is obviously a staple here in East Dallas, and we love that we can do this and highlight.
Yeah, and we love that. I mean... that we can meet you. I've known the family's lived here forever, but never met anyone. Would love to meet your dad at some point. Is he usually down on the lot?
He is. Yeah, he'll be around.
Okay, we're going to have to stop in.
Let's do that. Let's stop in and take a picture with him.
Yeah. And we can put it on our social media page. Yeah,
that would be great. He would love that. Yeah.
Awesome.
It would be great.
Well, hey, this is great. So go to, it's Mockingbird and Abrams, just to be clear. So what parking lot is that?
Oh, it's the one right over where Taco Joint is. I'm sure everyone knows where Taco Joint is.
The ASI Gymnastics.
Yeah. ASI Gymnastics.
You can't miss it.
And then your brother's lot is on Garland Road.
Yes.
What is the cross street near? Do you know?
It's right there at the Army-Navy store.
Okay.
Yeah. South and Northwest Highway, though?
Yes.
Okay. South and Northwest Highway. Yeah. So just up from where it was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Not too far.
Okay.
Awesome. Man, if it was me and my family, it's like... I'm so competitive. You know what I mean? I wouldn't even mention his spot. I mean, my brother has a Christmas tree spot.
Oh, I love my brother. If you're listening, John.
And he's got a little more space for his lot, right? A little bigger?
No, I would say
about the same amount of trees.
Having the parking lot that we've got right there at Mockingbird and Abrams, you know, we've got a big 90 by 60 foot circus tent.
Yeah, y'all's are huge. So I just thought his was a little bigger, but no.
No, no.
Okay. All right.
Hey, go swing by and see him, man. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, please
or
do.
Hire Miss Yvette to come decorate your home.
Yes, mom. My mom, decorations by Yvette. She's a world-class Christmas decorator as well.
Yeah, she go is. To the website and you'll see some of the stuff she does. I mean, I'm just blown away, Jeff.
Amazing.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, my house has never looked half that good.
Oh yeah,
mine either.
Growing up, I early in the season before the Christmas trees would get in, I would help her out, and it was always a celebrated day the days the trees came in, because working with her is hard work, and the Christmas tree lot is a lot of fun and a lot of joy.
You'd rather be outside with the Christmas trees than inside putting together angels and balls on trees.
Fluffing 8 miles of garland.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Not me. All right. Well, Camille, that's all I got for now. I mean, happy holidays to you both.
Thank you. One thing I would add, as you consider, the live tree versus artificial tree, and people are more concerned with the environment nowadays, making the choice to get a live tree is a choice that benefits the environment, because if you're buying a 7 to 8 foot tall tree, that tree could have be alive for 7 to 8 years, and so for that time it captured carbon, put that sequestered into the trunk, and then created oxygen. And if you keep buying them, they'll keep planting them, and the cycle just keeps on going. And so
true. And a lot of people, this is their source of income. Not just you all but the growers as well. Yeah. The farmers,
definitely. Yeah, from the growers, and then the growers, they employ the trimmers, which the trees get hand trimmed multiple times a year. So that's another subset of people getting employed. And then you've got the truckers that have to bring the trees to us. And so a live tree is an investment in small business in the United States, whereas an artificial tree is an investment in
somewhere else,
petrochemical product across the ocean.
Yeah.
That's a great point. You for saying that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. We're big advocates for, environment stuff.
Definitely.
So
yes.
I love that.
And
definitely.
I've never owned a fake Christmas tree.
Badge of honor. Neither have I.
I love the real ones.
Don't get to me. All right. Well, thank you again for saying that. And like I said, both of y'all have a Merry Christmas. And go.
And Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
Yeah. Good. Thank y'all very much for having us.
All right. Yep, thanks, absolutely. Jeff.
All right, Camille. Well, what in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Tune in next week. You'll find out.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
See you guys.